spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Vashon's Live Sports.
Good afternoon, Voice of Vashon listeners and anybody joining us across the internet, and welcome to Pirate Stadium for the final regular season match of the 2026 Boys Varsity High School Soccer. It is the Vashon Island Pirates against the Seattle Christian Warriors. Thank you for being with us on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, voiceofvashon.org, or across our multiple YouTube channels where we are streaming the games. Oscar Lopez and Tony Crudo joining you from the broadcast booth. Jamie Lopez taking a well-deserved break in Corvallis, Oregon. He will be back with us for the district playoffs and the state tournament, as will you, Tony. We'll have a three-man broadcast team for the rest of the season. So, last regular season game for Vashon. It is senior night, meaning there have been a couple of roster switches for that reason and for a couple others, so we might as well go through that first. Mason Haynes played both halves of the JV match prior to this. Half for Vashon, half for Seattle Christian. So he will not be featured in this match. Another player guaranteed to be missing is Avery McLean. He has a fever. He will, of course, be fine. Fevers don't last very long, but he will not be here for this one. Quill Tegenfeldt-Foleman is also potentially out and probably out with a strained groin. So he will be missing as well. Sevi Giller and Ryland Cannot both played a half of JV, so they will be eligible for a half of varsity. And then Avon and Shrestha played all of the JV match, so he will not be featured in this match. And as we go through our starting 11 for the Pirates, it should be all seniors, and it looks like it is. Marshall Wade starts in goal for Vashon. Caden Miller, Gavin Keenan, Isaac Newcomb, and Oscar Cobb-Migeter. Oh, forgot one last thing, and the most worrying of all the absentees, Felix Cobb-Migeter is missing. He is undergoing an MRI for a potential broken foot.
Oh.
So that's not good. Hopefully, he'll be okay. Finn Kennan starts with Lewis Thompson in midfield. Isaac Newcomb is ahead of them. And the front three is August Campmeyer, Pierce Fowler, and varsity debutant Owen Coley.
Players we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Owen Coley he signed up initially as the manager of the team, but I think he saw how much fun everybody was having. He just thought, well, heck, I'll play.
Yeah.
So he's been doing JV for the most part, but since it is senior night, he has been called up, as have two others. Rafferty Cuffield-Nielsen will feature in this game, as will Ziga Legri.
You know, it's great that a lot of the starters stepped aside to let the seniors play the game.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just barely... Or excuse me, no. Colt Holloway is also on the pitch. I said Isaac Newcomb's name twice. Isaac Newcomb is not the left back. Colt Holloway is the left back, and here he is on the ball for Vashon as we get things going here at Pirate Stadium. It was overcast earlier today, but the clouds have really opened up just in time for this one. If you are on island and you are not at this game, come to the game. Come support the seniors. It's beautiful. Got a good crowd as Seattle Christian look to get things going early on. Down the left-hand side, Oscar Cobb-Migeter doing a little bit of shielding against the left midfielder of the Warriors and winning Vashon a throw-in.
Well, you got to play these games, even if it appears to be a mismatch. I'm sure Seattle Christian was actually looking forward to being out here.
No, and Seattle Christian, they're not the worst team in the world.
No.
They, as far as league standings go, they're level on 12 points with Jefferson and Bellevue Christian. I think Bellevue Christian are of a higher caliber than they are. They'll be around that East Jefferson level.
Okay.
As Isaac Newcomb is dispossessed in midfield by a Warrior, busting his gut to win it back as Newcomb. But Seattle Christian, for the moment, are able to reset until an errant pass from the left back finds Pierce Fowler. He couldn't control it, and it's back in the middle with the Warriors, trying to pick out their center forward, Ethan Collier. He has it cut out by Gavin Keenan, who makes his way down the center of the park. He tried to feed it forward into Pierce Fowler, cut out by the center back of Seattle Christian. That's Armoni Collier. So the two Colliers getting involved early. He's got something going on with his hand. It's completely wrapped in red. Also, he was the only one that didn't seem to get the white shorts memo.
It could be a broken hand, because
mm-hmm.
It looks big.
Yeah, that is a fat cast situation he's got going on.
Yeah, you've got to wrap it up pretty hard to get to play. You have to check with the referees before you walk on the field.
Mm-hmm. Here's Holloway on the near side for the Pirates, pressured by the right winger of Seattle Christian. Holloway forced back into his center back, Gavin Keenan, who didn't feel the pressure, giving up by Vachon. And now that's a good ball by Collier getting forward. Caden Miller needed to put in a tackle because Yash Kumar was bearing down for the Warriors, who have started things on the front foot. I was talking to JT before the game, and he was pretty convinced that Seattle Christian were going to park the bus, or at least that's what their coach said. Maybe a bit of tactical fibbing from Kenny Savage, the head coach for the Warriors, because they are playing in a mid to high block here.
Yeah, they're playing. I mean, they're attacking. They're going after balls. They're not backing up, and there's a big space behind them.
Here's Holloway again. He's finding a lot of room early on, Colt Holloway. He plays it square into Finn Kennan. Swinging it for Lewis Thompson on the far side. That pass from Kennan just over the head of Thompson and out for a Seattle Christian throw.
That's the second ball we've hit from the left side of the field to the right, right over the head of the other defender. Oh, well. We'll dial it in as the game goes on.
Well, hopefully. Our last home game was certainly a bit of a disappointment. That was our 7-1 win against Klahalia, which, of course, when you say it like that, does not sound like a disappointment. But that first half was unwatchably bad. The second half, marginally better. As Kumar, with some good footwork on the far side for Seattle Christian, gets it back to the center back, Collier, pressured by Pierce Fowler, who we know has that pace. He deflects Collier's pass, and here goes Olin Coley down the left-hand side. Good physical battle between him, and he's dusted the right back of Seattle Christian, put in a decent cross, and called into action for the first time as the Seattle Christian goalkeeper, Corbin Welch, who puts his foot through it, clears it. Not quite cleared by Miller. Now here's the other Collier, showed too much of it to Keenan, and good start down the left-hand side for Coley. Probably, depending on who you ask, but 90% would say the best basketball player for Vachon. He's got a chance again. Coley coming in from the left-hand side completely sliced his finish, and that one will go out for a goal kick.
I think with our missing players, the connectivity is kind of off a little bit, mm-hmm. and it's allowing this game to be a little better game than it probably would be. Three players don't sound like a lot, but would they connect to each other? And you have breakdowns, and it appears we have a few breakdowns going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It just means we can't play as fast as we normally would.
Not an incredibly experienced soccer player, Coley. The least experienced of the three being called up between him, Kuffel Nielsen, and Legri. But he is probably the best athlete of the three, an incredible basketball player, as another ball is aimed towards him at the back post. Coley just missed it, but will keep it in, undersells Holloway with that pass zone. It's picked up by the right back of Seattle Christian, who showed too much to Coley and Kantmeyer. Good physical battle between the three of them. In the end, it falls to Owen Coley on the near side. Tries to check it back into Holloway, under hit. Won by the right midfielder for Seattle Christian, whose number is not on my roster, unfortunately. That's a bad pass in midfield, picked up by Fowler. Now Newcomb, good first touch, but not a second, showing too much to Collier, who clears it. Thompson back into Kantmeyer, flicked wide to Fowler. Pressured from behind by Nation Gifindi. That can't be his name.
I think it is.
Yeah, no, I believe that is his name, but looking at the player, I don't think that's his name.
Okay.
I think they may have switched. I mean, I'm not going to culturally appropriate, but I don't think Nation Gifindi is white.
Okay.
Here's Newcomb. Touched out for a Seattle Christian throw-in.
You know, this is a little better game than some of the games we've had to watch.
Yeah.
This is actually fun.
They're going for it.
Yeah, they're not parking. They're attacking, you know. I think we have too much speed in the back to allow them to do much. But, you know.
Kumar unable to keep it in on the far side for the Warriors. Thrown to come for Vachon. Seattle Christian will, of course, be going for this game because the result here for them would be huge. This is not their last game of the season like it is for the Pirates.
Oh.
But they have a, you know, there's a big difference between the 6 seed and the 5 seed based on who you play. If they end up as the 6 seed and East Jefferson the 5 seed, they have to go in their first district match to Bellevue Christian, which is a really tough ask. Whereas if they're the 5 seed, they're likely going to be playing East Jefferson, although now that I say that, I think I've gotten that wrong because the 6 seed is going to be either Klahalia or Charles Wright. So really, they're just competing with East Jefferson to see who gets to host that game, which, considering East Jefferson are up in Port Townsend, that's still a lot to play for. You do not want to be the team traveling in an East Jefferson game.
Well, it's grass as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that Seattle Christian plays on a turf field.
I think they play over at It's by Starfire, but it's not Starfire.
The park up above?
It's the other complex. They got the four fields. I always forget what it's called, but it's by the mall.
Yes. Yeah, it's got four or five fields there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where they would play.
Mm-hmm. Here's Holloway. Back for Keenan. Time to pick up his head. See what he has. Checking back to receive is Lewis Thompson. See, Cascade Christian putting a lot of players forward. There was a big gap between their front five and, or their front six, really, and their back four. So we'll see if Vachon can pick out that gap. Thompson in possession in midfield for the Pirates. Swings it wide for Holloway on the near side. He pushes it beyond the halfway line and then completely whiffs the ball. But he's won it back well. Here's Colt Holloway. Cuts inside for Kennan. First touch back to Thompson at the 50-yard line. He sprays a nice ball wide to August Kampmeyer. Wait, the underlapping run came from Oscar Kobmeigeter. Instead, Kampmeyer maintains possession. Tried to feed it through to Newcomb. That one's blocked on its way in. Kennan picks up the loose ball and will push it backwards slightly before swinging it over to Holloway on this near side, who again finds himself in plenty of space. He plays it forward into Kennan. Coley wants it on the run and will get it. Owen Coley initially was the wrong side of the defender and now still is. However, the flag is up on the far side for offside. And there's that lack of connection between Coley and the regular varsity players.
You know, it's a lot of A to B passing out here. We usually play A, B, C, D passes. In other words, when a player, if A is passing the ball, B receives it, they already know where they're going to go. So you kind of, it looks quick. Here, it's like everybody's A to B. They get it, they pass it, they receive it, then they look around to where they can go next. A lot slower game.
Well, Vachon have already clinched the one seed. Even if they were to lose this game and Cascade Christian were to win their two remaining, Vachon would still finish as the one seed. It would be pretty damaging to their RPI if Vachon were to lose this game, though. So that is their incentive to win, other than just pride. As here goes Seattle Christian down the right-hand side. Pass was behind Ethan Collier, and Vachon have a throw-in.
Yeah, the place we haven't changed is our defense, and it's going to be a tough job to break our defense down. I believe we've gone up against the best.
Only change to this back four is Felix Kobmeigeter for Colt Holloway, and obviously that change being forced by injury. However, if Kobmeigeter was fit, he likely would not be playing in this game due to him being a sophomore and this being senior night. Fowler now trying to force his way past Armoni Collier. Sent away by Seattle Christian, only as far as Thompson in midfield. Tried to force his way through the Warriors midfielder, lost it momentarily. That was Kobmeigeter trying to force it through. It was almost won back by Thompson. But now here goes Yash Kumar. Good recovery by Oscar Kobmeigeter to pick it back up for Vachon. And here he is on the ball on the far side. Vachon with possession, 15 yards inside their own half. Thompson swings it wide to the near side. Holloway migrates over the 50-yard line and picks out Owen Coley. Run made by Kampmeyer. Was he able to stay onside? He was. August Kampmeyer down the left-hand side. He's away from Collier. Has a couple of touches inside the box and will go for goal and score. There's the breakthrough 10 minutes in. It's August Kampmeyer who has really found some form in the second half of this season, and it is an assist for Owen Coley.
That's right. It was a great run. When you make a good run like that, it almost forces the player to put the ball where it needs to go.
I thought he looked just offside. Like it seemed like Coley waited a little too long to play that pass, but nope, flag stayed down.
Well, I was watching the linesman, and he kind of started lifting his flag up, and I think he thought, ah, too close.
Yeah.
So that was a very good run and a nice pass.
Yeah, well done by Owen Coley to get himself on the assist chart. That is August Kampmeyer's fourth goal of the season, putting him level with Pierce Fowler and Finn Holloway, and one ahead of Isaac Newcomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we know how many goals he scored this year?
You'd have to count. We can do that at halftime. Keenan swings a nice ball to the left-hand side. He found Oscar Kobmeigeter, scored Vachon's only goal against Bainbridge on Saturday. It was a lovely shot, a rocket into the right-hand corner as a bit of a lackluster ball is played in by Lewis Thompson towards the near post. That's easy for Welch in goal. He sends it long, looking for Kumar. That one only finds the head of Caden Miller into Kennan, who goes back to Keenan. Wide again for Holloway. Bit of a hospital pass trying to pick out Kampmeyer. That one's won in midfield by Mark Sampson for the Warriors. Back to Welch into the center midfielder of Seattle Christian, who had too many green shirts around him, picked up by Kennan, who tried to find the run of Isaac Newcomb down the right-hand side. That one's blocked, but right back into the possession of Kennan. Now Thompson goes back to Gavin Keenan in the attacking half of the center circle. Keenan swings it to Cobb Migeter on the right-hand side. He goes forward into Kantmeyer. That's a good ball. Kantmeyer kills it with one touch and then leaves it for Kennan, who's nice on the box. Kennan to make it two, and does.
Nice combination play. They hit a target player. Second player ran past Kennan. It was nice. Very nice.
Really feels like the floodgates have opened now. 2-0, maybe even only 15 or so minutes in. That seems like a hill too tall for Seattle Christian to climb.
You know, we've discussed before, you know, the speed of play is just hard. Vashon is just playing a few steps faster, and that's all it takes. It's just too many missed traps, too many missed balls for Seattle Christian.
It's Finn Kennan's second goal of the season, and August Kantmeyer's sixth assist. That puts him joint third on the table. Same with Isaac Newcomb, who's also at six. They are just behind Quiltek and Feltphone with seven, and Mason Haynes at the top with 10. However, he will not be adding to his tally at all in this match, seeing as he played two halves of JV earlier. Now here goes the goal scorer, Finn Kennan, down the right-hand side, trying to force a cut inside, which has come off. Still going, Kennan. He's looking for a third. That was a tame effort with his left foot, which took one hop before finding the grateful arms of Corbin Welch in goal. He sends it long, looking for Collier, who beat Gavin Keenan to it, and then Colt Holloway misjudged it and needlessly conceded a Seattle Christian throw. Collier looked to take it quick, but then we'll wait for Sampson to come up for the Warriors, who started the game all right, but as you say, it's just a little bit too fast for them.
I think it is. I mean, they're throwing people forward, too. I mean, look how many people they had in front of the ball. There were three people,
yep.
Which means that the defense has got gaps, and we can take advantage of those. Yes, you know, speed of play is so important. And again, they're just playing a little faster than they can play, and we're just playing easy.
Newcomb tried his, what has at this point become a patented Travella pass. Looks for Coley. One back by the Pirates. Now Thompson's the box. Thompson to make it three. Saved by Welch, but Kantmeyer's there on the rebound.
Very nice.
He has two goals and an assist in 15 minutes. August Kantmeyer is having himself a game on senior night.
Awesome. That was a great play, actually. If you watched, it was a give and a go through the middle of the defense. Like you said, we said at the beginning, are they going to, you know, park the bus, pack the back? They're not doing that. There's gaps, and we're just kind of going through them now. Very nice. That was a good goal.
Kantmeyer is now tied with Ivan and Shrestha, both of them at five goals on the season. And you could count and see how many goals we've scored this season. It's whatever, one plus one plus two plus two. I mean,
I'll look. Yeah. I will do that while you watch the game.
Yeah, feel free to
know. Take
a look. See. In the midfield with Finn Kennan, attacking half of the center circle. He checks it back to Oscar Cobb-Bigger on the right-hand side. Now Isaac Newcomb into Fowler, who started this match and has played all 15 minutes. Hasn't seen much of the ball, but he gets it wide for Isaac Newcomb. Overlapping run is made by Cobb-Bigger. Pass was a little bit behind where he wanted it, and then Cobb-Bigger gives that straight away to Gathinji in midfield. He finds another center midfielder, playing it back to the Seattle Christian center back who's given it away. Now Newcomb trying to slide it into Kantmeyer. That one too close to Welch. However, August Kantmeyer is on a hat trick at this point. He scored two already. Long ball sent by Welch forward into Ethan Collier, who can't squeeze it through Gavin Keenan. He receives it on the back heel from Lewis Thompson. Gave it away for a moment, but then won it back. Gavin Keenan now making his way down the left-hand side, wants options, only really has Coley. Instead, cuts on it and then goes back to Holloway. Now Thompson, who's replaced Gavin Keenan momentarily at center back, trying to do a bit too much in possession, given away by Thompson. Holloway and Miller collapsed on Collier, but it's still not cleared for the Pirates. Now finally won in midfield by Gavin Keenan.
We've scored 63 goals this season.
63, not bad. 63 in, this is our 15th game.
Yep. And there will be more tonight.
There will be more tonight. Here goes Seattle Christian, though. You can see how little effort Vashon are putting in at this point. I mean, all of these players are either walking or jogging. And Seattle Christian the same. Nobody in this match is sprinting. Maybe now. Ethan Collier trying to put on the Jets, and he's gotten the wrong side of Holloway down the right-hand side. Collier going for goal from a difficult angle. Really no chance of scoring from there.
Should have laid in front of the goal. He had a player who came running in alongside of him for 40 yards.
Well, two goals and assists for August Kampmeyer in 17 minutes. He is replaced by Rafferty Kofeld Nielsen, who makes his varsity debut, not of all time, but of the season. He featured in a Charles Wright match last year, as did Zeke Allegri. Here's Thompson. Hung on to it too long again in midfield. Picked back up by the center midfielder, Sampson. And Thompson is penalized for essentially giving Sampson a bear hug from behind. Seattle Christian will have a free kick in a half-decent area.
Well, the sun's in the goalkeeper's eyes. And the guy who shot last, I'd just shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess just put it in front of the goal because he's got four people running in.
Well, Caleb Welch is the one standing over. It looks like we've got at least two sets of brothers on this team. Welch won't shield. He'll float one towards the back post. That one's easy for Cobb Migator. Cleared only as far as Sampson, who tried it on the volley and hit it high and wide. That ball, in fact, nearly made it out of the stadium. Vashon have a goal kick.
They had two shots in the last minute.
Yeah?
They're on fire.
Comeback's on.
The comeback is on, yeah. They haven't hit target yet, but maybe it's coming.
3-0 the score here at Pirate Stadium between Vashon and Seattle Christian. Kennan, Kampmeyer, and Kampmeyer, your goal scorers. Thank you for being with us on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, voiceofvashon.org, or either of our two YouTube channels who are broadcasting the game, one VO and one with a brilliant camera production put on by Finnegan Bowles. So big shout-out to him. Shout-out to Dan Schuler on the Voice of Vashon side, making everything possible. And thank you to Vashon Thriftway for underwriting all things Vashon Sports. Here goes Oscar Cobb-Migator. He certainly will have some confidence after that goal he scored against Bainbridge on Saturday, but confidence only goes so far as he is dispossessed by the Warriors, who are able to clear. Here goes Keenan, though, stepping up. He'll have his eyes on a goal. Spreads it wide to Coley, who got the ball caught under his foot and conceded a throw-in.
It's hard if you haven't played with these guys.
Mm-hmm. Battle in midfield between Sampson and Newcomb, a battle that Newcomb comes out on top now. First touch of the match for Kofeld Nielsen on the far side. He moves down the right-hand side, looking for some options in the box. Waited too long in possession and is dispossessed. However, Vashon will win it back with Kennan. He goes back to Cobb-Migator. Now Thompson. Caden Miller inside the center circle, swinging it wide for Colt Holloway. Now Coley, and again, poor touch from Owen Coley, leading to a throw-in. Throw-in taken quickly into Sampson in midfield, is surrounded by Coley and Fowler. He's able to get it out into Nation Gathindry. And Corbin Welch, the goalkeeper, only had time to clear it with his first touch. Picked up well by Caden Miller, beating Nico Latvala to the ball. Now here's Thompson, finding a little bit of room in this channel on the left-hand side. He then steps on it, waiting maybe for some help. Thompson with a little bit of a shimmy, doesn't do the trick, and we'll go back to Holloway. He finds Newcomb. Wide now for Coley. Coley trying a couple of shoulder feints. Nothing doing there. And Vashon will have to settle for a throw, well defended by Dimitri Robinson.
But, you know, Coley's kind of set himself up. He's standing right on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not controlled perfectly, it just goes out of bounds. And it's bounced off him a few times. He should try and sneak inside maybe a
yeah.
little farther. Give himself some wiggle room on these passes.
Well, you can tell he's an athlete, but just not really a soccer player. As Keenan launches in a long throw, sent upward by Holloway. I think he might be a little disappointed with that header, Colt Holloway. Cobb-Migator trying to allow Vashon to get another bite at it, but it is cleared away by Seattle Christian for a Pirate throw on the far side. Kofeld Nielsen leaves it for Miller, who checks it down into Finn Kennan. Right back to Oscar Cobb-Migator. Now Keenan. Swinging it into Holloway, who slipped. And now Seattle Christian can go the other way. Down the right-hand side, ball played in towards Collier, but didn't have the necessary bend on it. Wade is off his line and gets there easily.
Wade has done a good job controlling the penalty area.
Down
he's cutting everything out.
Down goes Finn Kennan, and we will have a free kick. for the Pirates on the far side, 10 yards inside their own half.
Getting warm out there, actually.
Yeah, sun's coming down. I think maybe that's partially contributing to the somewhat lax approach to this game that a lot of the players have at the moment. Gavin Keenan taking his time, waiting for the pressure from Collier before stepping away from it. Now Fowler into Holloway, cuts inside away from one. Colt Holloway still going, needs an option, and eventually just swings it back for Keenan. Run made by Kofeld Nielsen.
Good
Keenan
ball.
Drops a lovely ball into the box. Heavy touch from Kofeld Nielsen and allowed Collier to get there. Who does very well to not only win the ball ahead of Kofeld Nielsen, but get away, but only for the moment. Good recovery by Kofeld Nielsen to win it back for the Pirates. He gives it to Finn Kennan, who in turn spends a little too much time on the ball, but is able to sweep it into Fowler, who finds Newcomb, who tried it on his left foot and leaned back a bit too much.
He is disappointed with that.
Yep.
I mean, they were sliding balls behind the other team, so they kept beating numbers. Finally, they ended up with Newcomb in front of the goal. 6 yards out on his left foot. Unlucky. But the play to get there was good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when people run in behind like that. It's much easier to pass the ball in behind them than dribble past them.
Right. Goal kick to come for the Warriors. Sent long by Seattle Christian, looking for their right midfielder, who is another who's just not on the roster. But he's played it on the right-hand side for Ethan Collier, who can try his hand against Gavin Keenan, and that sort of looks like a pair of twos from Ethan Collier as Gavin Keenan sends it back to Marshall Wade, right back to Keenan. Now Holloway into Thompson, who swings it into Miller on the right-hand side. Back to Cobb-Mogner. Vachon comfortable in possession at this point in the game. No need to force anything. Certainly no need to have their precious players sprint.
No. But it's nice. I mean, it's like a keep-away game.
Yeah. Nice kick around on a sunny day, you could call it.
Yes.
Seattle Christian wouldn't appreciate that, but they're not really sprinting either.
Well, they're just doing enough to make plays. I mean, this is a soccer game. It looks like two teams playing soccer. We're just a little better.
Fancy that.
Well, sometimes some of the games we've played haven't looked like a soccer game, to be honest.
Here's Miller on the right-hand side by the corner flag. He leaves it in space for Finn Kennan, who has a little bit of time to pick up his head and fire one across goal. He was looking for Coley, well dealt with by Robinson. Seattle Christian clear their lines. Colt Holloway is the first one to it. He brings it down with a good first touch, got away with the second, showed too much with the third, but it's picked up by Kennan. Now Kofeld Nielsen back to Miller into Cobb-Mogner. Ken Miller and Oscar Cobb-Mogner switching roles for the moment. Now here's Lewis Thompson. Into Keenan. Now Holloway. Swings a low ball in. I think he was looking for Newcomb, but not enough imagination on that pass. Cleared away by the Warriors. Keenan gets seconds and will try his hand at a ball in. Good work by Newcomb to pick it back up. He tried the back heel into Fowler. It was blocked, but eventually found its way to Fowler, who played it across for Coley, whose cross is cleared away by Seattle Christian. Only as far as Finn Kennan at the top of the 18 over on the right-hand side. Back for Cobb-Mogner, who's sitting in midfield at the moment. Now Holloway. Back for Gavin Keenan. Love to see the possession stats on this game.
Yeah.
Keenan fakes one way, goes the other, looks to line a shot up from range, and sends that one high and wide for a goal kick.
Well, we're pushing them back into their own penalty area. And when he gets back there, they really panic in front of their own goal. They're clearing the ball. They're getting a solid foot on it. It's going straight up in the air sometimes.
Well, here's our third of three 2026 varsity debutants. Ziga Legri coming on the left-hand side, replacing Owen Coley, who put in a half-decent shift.
Yeah.
Now here's Sampson in midfield. Pressure coming from Legri. Sampson cuts away from it. Going back to Robinson. Right back to Sampson. And now for Seattle Christian, here is the right center back sending it long. I think that is Kumar moving from left wing to right center back. Now battling for it up in the air is the left winger of Seattle Christian, who, after a couple missed headers, is able to get a foot to it and send it in the direction of where he maybe thought somebody would have been. It's only Caden Miller who gives it to Wade. Now Keenan Heavy pressure coming from the Warriors, but Keenan easily finds a pass off his left foot into Holloway. Now Newcomb, able to turn and make something happen down the left-hand side. Then he cuts in and finds Kennan in all kinds of room. He should have turned and gone forward. Instead, he plays it safe and leaves it for Thompson. Run made by Kuffo Nielsen. Thompson instead waits for the overlapping run of Caden Miller. Hangs on to the ball and then tries a slide rule pass into Thompson, who's able to just get it across in towards Fowler, who has a great chance and did not get his feet set. Pierce Fowler on the volley. He sent that well over the bar when it probably should have been a goal.
Yeah. You know what we haven't seen yet is anybody drive the ball from farther than, I don't know, 18 yards. We usually see a lot of that. Thompson will take shots.
Well, we did. Gavin Keenan took a really hopeful one a couple minutes ago. But that hardly counts.
I don't think he was really shooting a goal. I think he's just swinging his leg at it. Uh-oh.
Sampson back to Kumar. One back in midfield by the Pirates and Caulfield Nielsen, who finds the overlapping run of Miller. Down the line for Fowler. Nobody really in the box for Vashon. Fowler cutting it back, looking for Kennan. It's cleared only as far as Miller. He leaves it for Newcomb, who hit it first time. Decent shot. Saved back into Legri, who missed somehow from 6 yards out.
Good play. He was in the right spot, followed the play up, had the shot, and he kept it on the ground.
Kept it on the ground, but a moment for Ziga Legri to forget.
Yeah. Well, that's not – his senior night's not over.
No.
Nope. More.
Not over. This half is not over either. Still 11 and a half minutes to go here at Pirate Stadium. Thanks for being with us on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, voiceofvashon.org, or either of our YouTube streams. 3-0 the score between the Pirates and the Warriors. Kantmeyer with two and Finn Kennan with one. Kantmeyer incidentally assisted Finn Kennan's goal, meaning he has had a hand in all three of Vashon's goals so far. And since he's come off, the attack has somewhat dried up for the Pirates.
Well, the attack's there, the finishing.
Ooh,
there.
Dangerous pass from Newcomb, and Seattle Christian will look to counter. It's a 1v5 at the minute for this Warrior, whose name is not on the roster. Instead, he does the sensible thing and checks it back to Collier. Now in midfield, here's Welch finding Sampson. Now Robinson. Seattle Christian with their first lengthy spell of possession in a while, and as I say that, ball is given to Lewis Thompson, who's fouled from behind by Welch for a Pirate free kick.
Well, they got down the field. That was awesome. I like the way we got back. Even if this game doesn't matter, everybody got back. We had 5-on-1, and it didn't start off at 5-1. Four players had to race back. That was good. That may be a habit they develop playing these good teams.
Pass played by Miller into Kofil Nielsen. His touch was too heavy. And it's tackled up by Seattle Christian for a throw. And then here comes August Kantmeyer back into the game. He'll replace Pierce Fowler. So we'll see if he can get another goal or an assist before halftime.
Yeah. Well, his finishing has been good.
Mm-hmm.
He gets around the goal and he relaxes and he just finds his spot.
He's been good recently. His form has certainly picked up. And actually, now that I think about it, he's had quite a good season because he started the season in goal and did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good pass by him, looking for Thompson. Decent sliding challenge by Welch. Thompson goes down, bangs the floor in frustration. This is cleared away by Seattle Christian. Well done by Caden Miller to climb up and win the header. However, Kennan a little lackadaisical, trying to win it back. In the end, it takes good physicality from Rafferty Cuffield Nielsen to shield out for a throw-in that he takes quickly into Kennan down the right-hand side. Sampson tackles it out for another Pirate throw.
I think there could have been a head-to-head collision, but Kennan thought, you know, I think I should just wait for the playoffs.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
It was a good idea. I don't blame him for that. He looked at the guy who was going in like a missile.
Mm-hmm. Thrown for the Pirates, taken by Kennan. Now Miller, back to Finn Kennan. He's had a lot of influence in this match, Kennan, seeing as both Tegenfeldt, Fulman, and McLean, who are the normal distributors for Vashon, are out. As Miller swings it into Gavin Keenan, Vashon setting up in more of a three-back at the minute, but it really fluctuates. Ball in from Coley, looking for Kantmeyer, is nodded away by Kumar. Seattle Christian can look to counter, but Holloway on the recovery nearly won it back for the Pirates, but Seattle Christian can keep going. But that's a very underhit pass by the Warriors, looking for Collier, only finding Miller. Now again, here's Holloway. He's got Legri ahead of him. Instead, he waits, sends it back to Keenan. Now Miller. Gavin Keenan once again. Now across for Cobb Migator. Very slow game, probably the slowest Vashon I've played all season.
Yeah, well, you know, the other team, there's big gaps. They're throwing people forward to their spaces. But when they get around the goal, we do play fast.
Keenan finally finding the room to move forward, went for a shot. Tough angle, blocked by Robinson, and Vashon have their first corner kick of the match with 8 minutes to go in the first half.
Didn't you say earlier that you wish that we'd play games where we'd start off calmer at the beginning?
Well, that's this, for sure.
This is the game you're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're getting the ball, we're looking and calmly passing it.
But I mean start the games. I don't mean play the whole game. Like, we've been playing for over half an hour. Corner played in by Newcomb towards the back post. Not a bad ball. It was headed in, actually. Cleared off the line by Kumar, sent back in by Thompson, completely stuffing the volley, but actually it found Keenan. He leaves it for Kennan, who will go back to Newcomb. Half-hearted appeal for offside by Seattle Christian. Ref plays on. Newcomb can't navigate his way through two defenders, but he's won it back and is blown for a free kick. And good on Newcomb for not showing any anger, because I would be upset with that call.
Yeah, it didn't look like a foul. He just took it off the guy and then kind of turned him. So
here's Sampson for the Warriors. Into Gesinji. One back by the Pirates, and here's Isaac Newcomb. Kent Myers making the run. Newcomb will go himself. Tried a low-driven shot that swings wide of the far post and out for a goal kick.
Well, it looks like they've moved their sweeper off to the left side, pulled their number six, and pushed him back a sweeper, and pulled another midfielder back into that center area.
Here's Kirabel Yehenu for the Warriors, finding Welch. Now Collier across for Kumar. Welch into Gesinji, trying to swing it down the right-hand side, picked up by the Pirates. Here's Legri. Good ball down the left of Vine Kampmeyer, and he'll be searching for that hat trick. Kampmeyer waits and then cuts inside, still going August Kampmeyer, eventually stood up by the center midfielder Nico Latvala. The ball finds its way to Kofeld Nielsen on the right-hand side, who's able to make space, swinging a decent cross, it's gone all the way in, what a goal! Rafferty Kofeld Nielsen on his varsity debut for 2026. He'll say that was on purpose. I think he was just trying to hit a cross, but it's gone all the way in.
It was great. Yes, he was not shooting. There's no way. But it was a well-placed. If he had somehow got the ball in front of the goal, we had a player coming in to head it in. So it was good. If it didn't go in, we would have headed it in. So it was great. That was... And he was quite pleased with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the first assist I missed, unfortunately. Although maybe there was an assist. Wasn't an assist?
I don't know. It could have been. Kampmeyer could have passed it out there. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It didn't look like much, to be honest.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot in that.
Yeah.
I'll give it a look at halftime.
Yeah.
Well, it's now 4-0, if I can remember to update the scoreboard. There we go. 4-0. Between the Pirates and the Warriors, 5 minutes to go in the first half.
The truth is, there could have been a lot more goals.
I mean, we could have ended this in 60.
Well, we still can.
We need four goals in 25 minutes, which is, of course, possible.
Well, we had four goals in 16 minutes today, or three goals in 16 minutes.
Yeah.
That fourth goal that we struggled to get.
Yeah. Here's Kennan for the Pirates, just inside his own half. Gives it to Miller on the overlapping run. He's pushing forward for Vashon.
Yeah, they're not loading the back like Charles Wright.
No.
They're running four midfielders and four defenders.
Kampmeyer wide for Miller. Pressured by two Warriors. Miller hanging on to the ball and then chipping it in the direction of Kennan. Kind of split the difference between Kennan and Kampmeyer. And it allowed the Warriors to clear it out for a throw-in.
That took too. The idea was good, it just took too long.
Throw and taken by Kennan into Miller. Now Kennan will swing it into Thompson. Wide for Holloway. Takes a touch before trying to cut in. He's managed to force his way past the defender. Holloway, did he keep it in? Yes, he did. It's gone all the way through to Kampmeyer, who couldn't navigate his way through the crowd. Cleared only as far as Holloway. Corner of the 18 on the near side. He goes back to Thompson. Away from one, and then two. Thompson inside the box. Couldn't get past the third, but he's managed to force his way through. His shot took a deflection on the way in, and that will be a corner kick for Vashon.
Wow, that was moving. That was a lot of effort to get a shot.
Yeah.
I actually thought he hit one of our players as he was going through.
Comes the sub for the Pirates. Coley will return to the fray, replacing Isaac Newcomb, as Vachon prepares to send in a corner from the far side. Looks like Kantmeyer standing over it. He'll whip one in towards the near post. Up for it was Owen Coley, who, like a true basketball player, jumped like a salmon, but couldn't direct his header.
That was good, though. Good form. Looked like he could do it.
Goal kick to come for the Warriors. And you know, obviously, you know he can jump, Owen Coley.
That was good.
Sent long by Kumar. Miller back into Kennan, just able to direct it into Caulfield Nielsen, who'll be feeling himself now. Rafferty Caulfield Nielsen, corner of the 18, not on the same page with Kantmeyer. He made his run right as Caulfield Nielsen played the pass, but it's right back with Gavin Keenan. Heavy touch from him, and it's one back in midfield by Yehenu, who's tripped from behind by Keenan, and that will be a free kick. And actually kicked it away. For some, that would be a yellow card.
I think the referee was thinking about it.
Yeah. Free kick for the Warriors will be 5 yards inside their own half, all the way wide right. It is Yash Kumar to send it in for Seattle Christian. Long ball by Kumar. Keenan's up for it. Now Thompson. Time on the referee's watch now as Thompson pushes forward for Vachon. Coley's making a run. Thompson tried the Isaac Newcomb Travella pass. Didn't come off. Cleared backwards by the Warriors. Sent away by Robinson, only as far as Thompson. Lovely turn by Thompson to get away from Githinji. He's gone down in the box. The referee looked like he wanted to give the penalty, but then didn't for some reason. That seemed like a stonewaller to me. And Seattle Christian filled the other way with Collier, who tries a very desperate shot from a long way away, and that one bounces into the arms of Marshall Wade. How was that not a penalty?
It was a penalty. I have a feeling it had something to do with that decision earlier where our player kicked the ball out of bounds and the referee wanted to give him a card but didn't.
Yeah.
I think because it was the same player.
Kennan finds Holloway near side of the halfway line. Right back to Kennan, migrating inside the center circle and then distributing backwards into Keenan.
Well, look, there are four players pushing up. It's 4-on-4.
Yeah.
So they're not stopping. They're gonna try and get themselves a goal.
Nice pass by Wade across to Miller, who didn't have a great first touch, but he's won it back. Marshall Wade, really confident on the ball for somebody who hasn't played all that much soccer. As Vachon gets their wires crossed a bit here, and again, Seattle Christian can look to counter. Keenan decides enough is enough and hammers that one out for a throw-in. And the referee's seen enough for the first half. So 4-0 the score between the Pirates and the Warriors after 40. Two goals from Kantmeyer, one from Finn Kennan, and one from Rafferty Caulfield Nielsen. And we will send it back to Dan Schuler at the studio and see you for the second half. Welcome back, Voice of Vachon listeners and anybody streaming across YouTube to Pirate Stadium as we prepare for the second half between the Vachon Island Pirates and the Seattle Christian Warriors. 4-0 the difference. After 40 minutes, August Kantmeyer with two goals, Rafferty Caulfield Nielsen with one, and Finn Kennan with one in the first half. Vachon cruising to an easy victory at this point to finish off what has been a very strong regular season campaign.
Been really good. The coaching staff made great decisions of who he played. Kids played great. We look strong. We look like we're getting ready. And we've got, 9 days until we play our next game after this?
Yeah, 9 days until our district semifinal game, which will be here. We're hosting it. It'll be on the 14th of May. So as Vachon takes the field, it's a changed team from the one that started the first half. Connor Delkamp is in goal for the Pirates, not his varsity debut. He has played games before. Oscar Cobb-Bogater, Gavin Keenan, Caden Miller, and Colt Holloway are the back four still. Sevi Giller comes on with Finn Kennan and Lewis Thompson as a midfield three, and Isaac Newcomb, Ryland Cannot, and August Kantmeyer are the three up front for the Pirates as Seattle Christian get us underway. Back with Armoni Collier, the left center back for the Warriors. He sends it long towards absolutely nobody, picked up by Oscar Cobb-Bogater. He goes wide for Holloway. Now Keenan, defensive end of the center circle, dances away from one, feeds it into Kennan, who turned when maybe he shouldn't, but a lucky deflection means the ball ball has found its way to Kanaat, who swings it on the left-hand side for Newcomb in a good position to get away from the defender, which he has done. Newcomb cuts inside, aims one for goal, went to the near post, did not take a deflection, so that will be out for a goal kick.
You know, it's funny, the goalkeeper was going to the far post. Mm-hmm. If the shot had actually hit the target, it didn't have to hit that hard because the goalkeeper was completely flat-footed. It's a good idea.
Yep, not the worst from Newcomb.
No.
He's had a couple of shooting chances, but haven't really come off. Has not been his most prolific goal-scoring year, Isaac Newcomb. Only 3 on the season. 6 assists, though, meaning he has 9 goal contributions overall.
Oh, that's good. Well, as we said, we've had 64 goals this year.
Mm-hmm. 64 goals. Other leaders in that category, Quiltegenfeldt Foeman has 11 goals and 7 assists, so 18 goal contributions. Mason Haynes is 10-10. As Thompson tries to feed it into Ryland Kanaat, that one goes out for a goal kick. Haynes with 20 goal contributions. Ryland Kanaat has 9 as well, but the majority of those being his 7 goals. Lewis Thompson has 10 goal contributions. Yvonne and Shrestha with 7. And August Kampmeyer with 11, actually. 5 goals, 6 assists for Kampmeyer. He's getting up there in those more stat-friendly metrics to evaluate a player. As Keenan pushes it up into Isaac Newcomb, who runs back to retrieve. He's been the hardest runner for Vachon this match, Isaac Newcomb, as he's trying to weave his way through the entire defense, which he has done. Newcomb goes all the way and scores an excellent solo goal.
Well, he beat every defender.
Yep.
That was a good run. He got the ball at about the 35-yard line and just started going to goal and kind of weaved back and forth right to left to right to left. And he finished with his right foot mm-hmm. about 8 yards out.
Isaac Newcomb makes it 5 as we are just 3 minutes into the second half. And if Vachon score another 3, yeah, no, the scoreboard is so janky. I added the goal, but it takes like 3 business days for it to go to the actual scoreboard.
I don't know. This game could be over in 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the goalkeeper's looking into the sun now. It's very uncomfortable back there. He's got his hand up.
Now here's Kennan. Corner of the 18 on the near side, underlapping run made by Kanaat. Vachon seem like they want to end this in an hour. As Kennan goes back to Kampmeyer, kind of trying to force his way through a tackle, is able to maintain possession, gives it back to Kennan. He swings it for Keenan. Everybody up except for Cobb Migator. Keenan knocks it up, tries it on the volley. In all fairness, I think it technically was on target, but I think Welch might have been able to go to Thriftway and come back before that one reached him. He sends it long to Cobb Migator, who brings it down with a good first touch and sends it back to Gavin Keenan. Now across for Holloway. Turns away from pressure and then finds Isaac Newcomb, who's added his name to the list of goal scorers this afternoon. He gives it to Giller. Good first touch to escape the pressure from Seve Giller. Now Miller on the near side. Into Kampmeyer. Cutting inside, August Kampmeyer has options in front of them. One of them is Newcomb, who's gotten ahead of the defenders. Newcomb inside the box again. Can he repeat it? No, this time he cuts it back for Kennan. Gives it back to Newcomb, who was onside. He plays it across the face of goal, or tried to. It was blocked by Collier, so Vachon have a corner.
Well, they collapsed that time. They didn't let somebody just slide through them like a ski slalom.
Kampmeyer drifts across to take the corner. He is able to. This would be his 4th goal contribution this afternoon, making it 2 goals and 2 assists, unless he was the one who assisted Isaac Newcomb. I couldn't quite pick out who that was because it was Newcomb on the ball for so long. Kampmeyer plays his corner short into Thompson, takes one way, throws the other, and tries for the near post. Decent power, decent direction, just over the crossbar.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 inches over the top. The goalkeeper was obviously there because he hit it straight at the goalkeeper. But could have gone in.
I think he was looking for that near top corner, just didn't quite direct it correctly. Now here goes Ethan Collier. It's a 1v6 right now for him. Maybe he saw Newcomb do it and thought he could do it. Picked back up by Vachon. Here's Keenan. Now Holloway into Giller, who gives it back to Holloway. Forward into Newcomb. Now Kanaat. Away from Robinson. Kanaat cuts inside, surrounded by 4 white hits. and is dispossessed, only momentarily, though. Well done by Ryland Connaught to win it back. He finds Newcomb, who gives it back to Thompson. Love, what a ball by Thompson. Kampmeyer's in. August Kampmeyer for the hat trick, and he's dragged it.
Oh, that was a great ball.
What a pass by Lewis Thompson. And you see Isaac Newcomb's on his knees. That wasn't even, he wasn't going to get a goal or an assist there.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was like a 25-yard split run. Great run by Kampmeyer to make the pass obvious, and it was really well done. Again, this game may be 5-0, but it's not bad soccer. I mean, both teams are still going at it, and Vashon hasn't, the quality hasn't gone down. It's a little bit slower than normal, but not, they're not walking through this game.
No. Sent long off the goal kick by Kumar, nodded towards midfield by Collier. This will be picked up by Seattle Christian inside the center circle before Finn Kennan comes in and scrambled things up. It'll go out of bounds for a throw-in. Last touch came off of a Warrior. At this point, it really does feel like, guys, come on, let's get three more. Because it is decent soccer, but it is slow, and it's not a competitive game.
Well, it's not competitive, but, you know, if you like passing, you know, you're seeing some passing, you're seeing some control. People are dribbling. Mm-hmm. We're just not running and gunning. We're actually beating them.
Right. Thompson, down the left-hand side for Newcomb. Early pass into Connaught, who would have been offside if the ball had even reached him.
Now, that was an offside trap. They stepped forward. The sweeper had his hand up before the ball was even sent. So they're sticking with this 4-4-2.
Yep. Sent long by Kumar, brought down by the stomach of a Seattle Christian player, finding Ethan Collier, trying to force his way past Caden Miller. Tough task, and Collier, in the end, going relatively nowhere. Across comes Holloway, but he's given it away. Collier's picked it back up into Yehenu, or an attempted pass into Yehenu, won by Giller. Now Keenan into Kennan. Fires one into Thompson. He's got Connaught making the run. Thompson feeds it through. Connaught is onside. Welch just barely off his line in time, but Kammeyer's won it, but he and Thompson got in the way of each other. And in the end, Githinji comes away with it. Sliding tackle made by Thompson. Actually, I thought the last touch came off of Githinji. Referees concur, and Vashon have a throw.
I think if Kampmeyer had stepped to the ball immediately, he could have had just a straight shot into the goal. Mm-hmm. But he hesitated, I think, because it had a bit of a spin on it.
I think so. Throw-in taken by Kennan into Kovmagader. Turns away from the center midfielder for the Warriors, Latvala. Now here's Oscar Kovmagader. Down the left-hand side. Still going Kovmagader. He's cut in. Inside the box now, Oscar Kovmagader looking for an angle to shoot. He's found it, and he's found the bottom corner. Fakes taking his shirt off like he did against Bainbridge, but he has kept it on. And now it is six.
He came across. It looked a little bit, well, he was closer in. It was the same kind of thing. He came across, got it on his right foot, and he hit it with a bit of a curl, so it was going to go into that far post. That was a nice goal.
Just two more, guys. Come on.
I think we're going to do that.
I think we will, too.
Especially senior night. There's got to be some seniors who haven't scored a bit and are thinking, this would be a good time to score a goal.
Right.
You know, we just kind of skate past them so, you know,
Effortlessly,
yeah.
Yeah, and here we go with a large amount of substitutions. We got Legri coming in, also Caulfield, Nielsen, Coley, and Fowler, it looks like. They're going to replace, Fowler's held on for the moment, but Keenan's come off, as has Holloway, and possibly one more, although, let's see, who came in? It was Coley, Legri. No, Coley has not come in. It was just Legri and Caulfield Nielsen replacing Holloway and not Keenan. It was Newcomb, I believe, who's come off. Here is Rafferty Caulfield Nielsen turning away from pressure and then sending it back to his club teammate, Sevi Giller, a club that I was actually the assistant coach for.
Were you the assistant coach on that team?
Yeah.
So that you're basically responsible for a lot of the good play we're seeing here.
Anything from Giller or Kofa Nielsen, that's all me.
That's all you.
Yeah.
Oops. Those are your guys right there?
No, I don't know who that is. One back by Seattle Christian. They've got it in the box here. Keenan sweeps things up for Vachon, and Kopmeigter clears it into Cofield-Nielsen. And by Cofield-Nielsen, I mean someone else who did not play for my team because he's given the ball away. Okay. And Seattle Christian looked for a shot that never really troubled Delcamp. And now here come a couple more subs. Coley is now brought in as is Fowler, and they will replace Lewis Thompson. And we'll see who the second one is. It is going to be August Kampmeyer. So with 30 minutes to go, we'll see if Kampmeyer gets his hat trick. Potentially only 10 minutes if Vachon can get another couple. And, of course, after that, if they get to 8, it will just end with that 8th goal. Now here's Pierce Fowler. Run made by Rafi Cofield-Nielsen. Fowler didn't quite see it. Finds Kanat in midfield. Now Giller into Kennan. Wide for Miller. Kennan again. Now Kanat down the right-hand side into Rafferty Cuffield-Nielsen. Good ball to find Miller, who's turned away from pressure. He's gone down. Surely a penalty. No.
Nope.
Goal kick. Yeah, this referee does not want a spot kick in this game.
Well, I could see how the referee may say, well, it was going to go out of bounds.
Yeah, that one's a little less egregious than the no call against Thompson in the first half.
Yeah, oh, that was obviously a penalty.
That's a good header from Yash Kumar, and here goes Ethan Collier. Keenan has to recover, but Collier's turned him and then tried from range, and that one is about as easy as saves go for Connor Delcamp. He rolls it out short into Keenan. Down the line for Legri. Finding Giller, right back to Ziga Legri. Now Coley, down the left-hand side for the Pirates. Nice good tackle by Dimitri Robinson to dispossess the Pirates senior, and Vachon have a throw. Here's Giller. Good turn to escape Kumar. Now Kennan. Wide for Miller. Now Giller in all kinds of space in midfield. He swings it wide for Coley on the left-hand side. Owen Coley trying to force his way past Robinson. He's gotten away from him. He's able to float a decent cross towards the back post just over the head of Cofield-Nielsen. It finds its way into Miller. Back for Kanat, who goes for goal, and he squeaked it into the bottom corner to make it 7.
Okay.
Ryland Kanat scores his 8th goal of the year.
Okay, we're looking at one more. Oops. The goalkeeper is not happy right now. He's kind of kicked the ball out randomly.
Yeah, seems to be taking this hard, the goalkeeper, although I've actually thought he's been okay.
He's done a pretty good job. You know, one of the issues is the sun is blasting him in the face right now.
Yeah.
It is not fun to be staring into the sun when people are peppering shots at you. It's just not a good time. So it wears you down.
Yeah. And for all you really niche statisticians out there who are interested, that is Caden Miller's 3rd assist. And we will have 2 more subs. Here comes Marshall Wade for some field time.
Oh.
He's joined by Isaac Newcomb. They replace Sevi Giller and Ryland Kanat.
I predict that everybody's going to try and get Marshall a goal.
That sounds about right. Or Owen or Ziga.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's Robinson for the Warriors, forward towards Welch. Now in midfield is Yehenu, trying to escape Finn Kennan. Tough task, but it's found its way to another center midfielder. That's Yash Kumar, trying to escape Kennan. Still going Kumar. He's got some skills, Yash Kumar. Probably their most prolific player. As here's Nation Githindri. Feeds a half decent ball forward into a forward for the Warriors. Cleared away by Kennan. In towards Fowler, who got crunched on his way in as with Marshall Wade trying to connect with Cofield-Nielsen. Picked up by Githindri. Ball played forward into an obviously offside Seattle Christian center forward who missed anyway. And we'll hear about it from the crowd. Free kick to come for the Pirates.
Okay, now we're throwing Marshall way up front.
Yep. Come on, guys, one more. 25 minutes to go, unless, of course, we have an 8th goal here, then it will end pretty much as that goal goes in, unless it is in the next 5 minutes. Thank you for being with us on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vachon, voiceofvachon.org, or anywhere on YouTube. 7-0 the score, as Vachon have given it away again. Pirates up. Plenty of goal scorers. We'll see if I can remember them all. Kampmeyer has 2. Kennan has 1. Kanat has 1. Newcomb has 1. Cuffield-Nielsen has 1. And that might be it, or maybe I'm forgetting one. Here go the Pirates on the right-hand side. Holloway's away from one sliding challenge. Good sweeper play by Ethan Collier to come across and clear it away out for a Pirate throw.
Well, we've got defenders now going up into the attacking area. I think we don't have goal scorers out there right now. Not that they won't score a goal, but they're not famous for scoring goals.
Launched in by Keenan towards the head of Caulfield Nielsen. He flicked it on for Miller. Not clear. And it's in. And that is the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's not. Excuse me. Actually, we haven't played quite 60 minutes left.
4 minutes.
But we have 4 minutes left now as Caden Miller scores for Vashon. That is his third goal of the year. And I don't think you can give that assist for Caulfield Nielsen. Technically, I do feel bad, but I think it got bounced by the goalkeeper and then kind of fell to Miller, who finished to make it 8-0 and cut us from 23 minutes to 3 minutes.
That's right. Not much time left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like we were saying, you know, we've loaded up the front with non-goal scorers, and I kind of figured a defender was going to have to come forward and score the goal. It's harder to score a goal than people think. We have players who make it look really easy, and it's not that easy.
Floated in by Caulfield Nielsen, and well done by Corbin Welch to spring off his line and get there. He sends it long just over the head of Keenan, but it finds Caden Miller. Gotten the goal and an assist this afternoon. Now here's Rafferty Caulfield Nielsen finding Keenan. He plays one into Colt Holloway. Back for Legri. Good cut by Zeke Legri to escape Yehenu. Then he goes down the line trying to pick out Coley, just over hit and out for a throw-in.
It's nice to see players that we haven't watched in the system that we've been watching, if you know what I mean. You can see a slight breakdown, a slight reduction in speed of play. But the same tactics are there, going from side to side, penetrating passes, all that stuff. It's nice to see that it's in our DNA at this point.
Here's Holloway for Vashon. Maybe they can add a cherry to the icing on the cake. As Kennan looks to whip one in from range, Holloway went for the scissor kick from pretty much outside of the 18-yard box. That would have taken something insane.
Well, if Marshall had been running, he might have gotten on the end of that because it did come across the goal.
Now Miller into Kennan. Forward for Caulfield Nielsen, who needed to run to the ball instead of waiting for it to come to him. Githindry clears it away, and it rolls all the way to a seemingly fan favorite, Connor Delcamp.
He's getting a cheer every time he touches the ball.
Yep. Delcamp sends it long. Actually, that might have been a handball, but no point in scrutinizing that kind of thing at 8-0.
Does the referee know the 8?
Yeah, it just went to 2 minutes, so I think we're just getting to 60 minutes here. As Coley tries to worm his way through. A couple of Seattle Christian defenders got in each other's way, but it eventually found its way to Welch. Good step, though, by Miller to win it back for Vashon. He finds Keenan. He cuts back and then swings one in with his right foot just over the head of Holloway. It finds Caulfield Nielsen, who tries a forward pass on the first touch. Not a bad idea, just not on the same page as Wade, cleared away by the Warriors. Cobb Migator wins the header not once but twice. Keenan then picks it up in midfield. Turns away from one defender, surrounded by another two, but Keenan's gone all the way through. He'll go for it on his left foot and score! That's a pretty good goal by Gavin Keenan to make it 9.
Yeah. Kept it low, hit the corner.
And would you believe that's his first goal of the season?
I believe that. He got it on his left foot. That's his favorite foot.
Yep.
He didn't have a lot of punch to it, but, you know.
Keeper maybe should have done a bit better on that one.
Well, we don't want to say that. Well, I guess we should say that because that's probably true.
Yeah.
But, again, he's looking into the sun. The game's almost over. Referee's looking at his watch.
And that's full time. Vashon win 9-0 here on senior night. The Pirates finish their regular season with a pop. Send Seattle Christian packing. And man of the match, I mean, everybody kind of jogged. I'll just say August Kampmeyer for 2 goals and an assist.
Yeah, let's give it to August. He did well, too.
Yeah, he had a good game.
All the goals were good. There was no sloppy goals, no lucky things, no goalkeeping errors. He did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody got 3 assists because they passed the ball to somebody who then run through the whole defense and scored. But, I'm not so.
But, if Gavin Keenan scored a goal.
He scored a goal.
First one of the season.
Yeah.
And he was great in the back.
Yep.
I don't know. It was a kind of a strange game.
It was a bit of a weird one.
I was probably more entertained than you were because I was kind of liking what they were doing. It's very hard to play against a team that isn't all that good.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, just before we sign off, I think we'll want to take a look at the upcoming schedule. So Vashon had already clinched the one seed even before this game, but now obviously adding another win to it, Vashon will be the one seed. So their next game will be the district semifinal on May 12th. We will play the winner of the 4 seed against the 5 seed, so likely the winner of Seattle Christian against East Jefferson. So we may see Seattle Christian again. However, I think East Jefferson are better than these guys.
I think so, too. These guys aren't too bad.
No.
But,
my prediction is East Jefferson.
Yeah.
And then after that, if we win, either way, after that game, we play on the 14th. If we win, we play in the final. If we lose, we play in the first game of the loser's bracket. If we win the final, then we win districts and we move on to state. If we lose the final or win in the loser's bracket, we play on the 16th. All those games will be here. We're hosting the district finals, so no need to worry about any of that. All the games are home. Then after that, it is on to state. I believe we will win our 2 games in districts, and I think we will get a hosting seed for the state tournament. So I imagine the games on the 22nd and the 23rd will be here. And then after that, of course, the semifinal of state is on May 29th, and the final is on May 30th. And here to give his opinion on the match is Shanti Escoveda before we sign off.
Hello.
What do you think?
Since I'm the only listener of this broadcast, I feel like I can say whatever I want.
There are people listening.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I'd like to say I'm really proud of the way that Sevi Giller and Rafferty Copen-Nielsen played. That I coached them.
Yeah. Wait, Oscar coached them.
I know. That's why I mentioned it. The other thing is senior night. So we're going to go through and announce all the seniors. So if you missed the game but you're on Vashon and you want to come out to see the seniors get recognized, now's a really good time to do so.
Yep, and well, Shanti, you're the MC for that, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Yeah, well, good luck. I guess that's it from us. One final thank you for everyone tuning in on KBSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, voiceofvashon.org, or either of our YouTube streams. Once again, the Vashon's next match will be on May 14th here at Pirate Stadium. And we will leave you from Pirate Stadium with the final score, the Seattle Christian Warriors 0, the Vashon Island Pirates 9.